mainly comes from too much. Wafi means a lot. The word a lot has the same root that the root fidel.
Fidelity.
Yeah.
Faithfulness.
Faithfulness, fidelity. You say fidel, and two meaning jumps out. One is the fidelity, the other one is too much, a lot, more than enough, something like that. Plenty. Plenty and fidel. These are both over there. But the trick is more than this. Listen, Rumi started to talk about something and stopped it and said, okay, last night was that, let's talk differently. He started, then said, I'm going crazy because I call it feminine and you think about femininity. I said, imagine something not added to you. Imagine you becoming that something. It's different. Means you could add something to yourself. That's what you're doing daily. What do you do daily? Add to your intelligence, right? You learn a little bit more. It's quantities. Could you imagine you becoming intelligence? You will be intelligence, not adding a little bit to your intelligence. There is that state of being aware, being enlightened. Is there?
When the lover is fed from himself with pure wine, their reason will remain lost and companionless. Partial reason is a denier of love, though it may give out that it is a confidant.
Ha ha ha! That was the trick. We're waiting for this. He said, wait a minute. That thing that is translated here, partial reason, is Aql-i Juzvi. The word is Aql. Juzv, you know, that is a part of something. Aql-i Juzvi means what I have in my brain, because we believe in Aql as a phenomena of intelligence. What little one of that I have in my brain is not intelligence really, it's a little intelligence. We call it little intelligence for one reason, because in religious language, in that field actually, they have created a term, Aql-i Kulli, the universal whole intelligence, and that belongs to God, right? They said, okay, if that's the Kulli, this is Juzvi. If that's the wholesome, this is partial. This is little one I have here. To remember that, Not only mine, all of us together. Intelligence is small, because we believe that the shape of this intelligence, Aql, is given to us. It's coming from a source. Source is up there, and the source is much bigger than this. So we call that one Aql-i Kulli, or Aql-i Mudama, because that one is permanent. This one is temporary. Aql-i Kulli, and ours will be Aql-i Juzvi. Okay? So, whenever we say Aql-i Juzvi, we are referring to human intelligence. And we admit its limitation. Good? This is what you're dealing with. You're using your brain, right? So you're trying to use this human intelligence, right? Rumi said, this one does not believe in love. This one denies the existence of love. Remember this. So, therefore, the only Aql that knows about love is that Aql-i Kulli. He knows about love. We don't. Because love is not the subject of knowledge. The kind of knowledge we have, because we have this kind of brain. Aql-i Juzvi, ishq ra munkar bo. And we call it partial because it's not complete. It's half of this stuff. Where is the other half?
The universal allegory.
Do you think that it could work once? That you just throw the ball and I would say, yes? It doesn't happen that way. Even if you use the correct term, I'm sure to you that you just said it. To know it. Listen carefully. Yes. Listen carefully.
Partial reason is a denier of love, though it may give out that it is a confidant. It is clever and knowing, but it is not. Until the angel has become not, he is an Ahriman.
Okay, was it? The explanation was tricky, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Ah. The other part of this existence is non-existence. And that non-existence is the universe we are approaching. Remember? We are approaching the universe of non-existence. We started from existence and we said this is not the only field. There is the universe of dream, then there is universe of imagination, then the biggest universe is non-existence. We want to understand that. We'll come to a point that Rumi will say God is there. God is not in this little limited momentary existence. In non-existence. But he will not say God is there, because God is not limited to there, and all that technicalities. So he will say, what? Do you remember the word?
Nicht.
He will say the factory of existence and creation is in non-existence. Kargah khalqa olam nistis. Everything comes from the non-existence here. So the factory is over there.
Workshop.
The workshop, yeah. The workshop is there. The production line
atelier.
Is there.
Atelier
is there. So if you're looking for the master, you should look there. And that's not irrelevant to you. Because at the end of all these courses, if you get it all, you will become not having, not being, father final. Means you will touch non-existence. Non-existence of wealth and non-existence of ego. That's the best state of being. So we talk about non-existence. Remember, whenever we talk about non-existence, it's a tricky discussion. Why? Because of this lady, I meant the intelligence in you, the lady there in your head. That lady knows only what? Existence. I said, this lady does not understand and does not believe love because this lady is clever. Okay, but it's not non-existent. Non-existence is the only thing that this will not understand. And this could understand. When someone is sitting down, concentrating and meditating, will experience non-existence of all illusions of existence. That's the state of transformation. That's the state to envy. Because this one is thinking about what? That was it. Eat. Don't become a food for someone. You see, that is lokme, right? And reproduce. This is what the animal thinks about. And he said, oh, your Hakim is stopped because you're interested to a bite. We talked about it today. Later we come to this. You could go verse by verse, these sections, which are very interesting if you